sale. Let me say it's Paul Cummings talking to Mildred Constantine in her apartment, 41 West 57th Street, and it's the 3rd of May, 1976. 41 West 71st. 71. Background. Background being kind of family education, how one got into the whole museum field and things of that nature. And I found it very difficult to find a lot of background material on you. Most of my spies at the Modern have disappeared. So. Could you, you know, tell me where you were born and when and how?
Born in Brooklyn, New York, 1914. Grew up more or less in Brooklyn, girls' high school, and what was CCNY evening until I got my first job. And that was with a college art association.
Oh, with Audrey McMahon.
With Audrey McMahon.
What, now, before we jump all that time, what was Brooklyn like? Are there brothers and sisters?
Or oh, yes, I have a brother, I have a sister. It was a typical American Jewish family, brought up in all the traditional ways. My father was a very inventive character who was a marvelous draftsman, beautiful calligrapher, and yet never had the intellectual curiosities that would accompany it. One grandfather was a music meister, as we call him, of the Russian army before he emigrated. And the other grandfather was a cantor. So there was a great deal of music in the background and in the household. Here and there we had an artist or two. But
books, literature, you know, things like that.
Books, literature. Artists, however, looked upon somewhat askance because they didn't fit into the realm of their lives, of their thinking, of their economics, or any other way of life. But it was a depression, since after all I was a depression child. And my first job was with the College Art Association.
But well, just before that, what was the CCNY? What were you planning
City
to do?
City College had evening courses. And after I was graduated from high school, Girls High, and didn't have enough money to go to college, and knew that I had to go to work, I also knew that I wasn't finished with my education. City College at that time was in downtown Brooklyn, the Borough Hall area. And so I decided to start taking courses there, mostly, interestingly enough, in language and literature, because I was intrigued with foreign languages and literature.
Were there foreign languages at home?
And no, nothing but the standard Yiddish of that kind of household, but nothing else. I suppose it was music that brought me to the concept of foreign languages. And through that, my interest in life grew. So when I went to City College, after I had my job, I took languages, took whatever courses I could in literature, without any definite end in view. And it wasn't until I got my job with the College Art Association, and until Audrey McMahon and her husband switched me over from City College to New York University, that I began to concentrate on languages and history of art.
How did you get to the College Art Association?
Very simply. An employment agency. Wanted. Employment agency was looking for a young, bright person who presumably knew something about stenography and typing. And Audrey's assistant at the time was a woman who had great faith in young people. She found me through agency.